goddamn BJ.
If I say how I feel, you should really listen. It was all mine, all in. Came up out of that day, pile, now I'm ballin'. Yeah. Alright, so we back with the Breezecast. Today we're going to be talking about how social media affects our life and the effect that social media had on our lives. Well, we live in a world where the line between digital and physical life is becoming increasingly blurred. Think about it. How often do we reach for our phones, not just out of necessity, but out of habit? Digital spaces are where we work, socialize, and even escape. But what does it mean for our relationship with the world outside of our screens? Take social media. It's become more than just a tool for connection. It's a reflection of how we see ourselves, how we present our lives, and how we want others to perceive us. But beneath every post, there's a complex digital ecosystem, a system built on algorithms that decide what we see and what we don't. We tend to think of technology as neutral, but in reality, these algorithms have the power to shape our worldview. Think about it. What does it mean when we're fed information that only reinforces our opinions? Or when social media amplifies voices while silencing others? Living digital lives means navigating these spaces with awareness. It's easy to lose track of how much control we surrender to these platforms, from the content we consume to the privacy we give up in exchange for convenience. So where do we draw the line between convenience and control, between connection and isolation? In a world where the digital is ever present, it's up to us to question how much of ourselves we want to leave behind in these spaces. Well, I feel like social media really has took a toll on a lot of us. And a lot of people are losing themselves and losing their reality because of social media, you know. Someone could get a lot of likes in social media and start feeling themselves because of that. Others just live in their phones, live on their accounts, have private accounts, just trolling people, when in real life they would never do any of that. So social media has its ups and downs. Digital media has its ups and downs. But what really scares me is the fact that I can say I'm hungry and then open IG and then see ads for foods. Like, at this point, our phones are listening to us and we have to be really careful with that. So, yeah, that's the advice for today. Next time on the Breezecast, yeah, I'll give y'all more. But that's all for right now.
Nights like this, I need all of you. Nights like this, I send a call for you. Nights like this, it's hard to talk to you.